Not very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night the Marlins continued their 10-game homestand. It was their second of three against the Washington Nationals. It was a matchup between Edinson Volquez and left-hander and Hialeah native Gio Gonzalez. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after falling behind early tonight, there would be no dramatic comeback in this one for the Marlins. The Nationals poured on late en route to a 12-3 victory. They even this three-game series up at a win apiece. After that thrilling 8-7 win in the series opener last night, Marlins and Edinson Volquez to the mound against the Hialeah native Gio Gonzalez in game two of this three-game set with the NL East leading Nationals. Game was scoreless into inning number three. The number eight man in the Nats lineup, Michael Taylor, led off with a walk after the pitcher Gio Gonzalez struck out trying to bunt him over. Taylor was able to steal second base. And then after Trey Turner worked a walk with Brian Goodwin at the plate, the Nats pulled off a double steal. Taylor taking third base, Turner going to second. Gordon struck out, though, for out number two in the inning. And with men at second and third in a scoreless game, the Marlins had a decision to make at that point. Do they pitch to Bryce Harper with first base open, or do they walk him intentionally and pitch to Ryan Zimmerman, who's also having a terrific season here in 2017? Well, the Marlins decided in this instance to pitch to Harper. The 0-1 to Bryce Harper, a swing and a loop right to center. Yelich comes on, he'll have to play it on a bounce. One run is in, waved at third, and coming home Turner, and it's a two-out, two-run single by Bryce Harper to give the Nationals a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third. So he's swinging away that time, and he delivers for the Nats. So the strategy doesn't work out for Miami. Zimmerman then tapped out to the catcher, Real Muto, and Volquez is out of that top of the third inning, trailing 2-0. Marlins got on the scoreboard in their half of the fourth, a leadoff single by Marcelo Ozuna. And with one out, he was still at first base for JT Realmuto. Ground ball, third base side, fair inside the bag, down the line off Realmuto's bat. Ozuna's motoring in toward third base. He's going to be held by Freddy Gonzalez, running through the stop sign. He's going to score with a head first dive. It's an RBI double for Realmuto, and it's a 2-1 game as the Marlins finally break through against Gio. That's all they would get in the inning, however, so it stayed 2-1 into the fifth when the Nationals broke it open and ultimately knocked Volquez out of this game. It began with a double from Michael Taylor. Gio Gonzalez tried to bunt him over, bunted back to the mound. Taylor held at second base. Gonzalez was out 1-4. And when Trey Turner hit a fly ball to short center, Taylor was still at second base with two outs. But Volquez unable to escape the inning facing Brian Goodwin.
Here's a 3-2 pitch. A swing and a line drive, base hit to center, charged by Yelich. Being waved at third base is Taylor. Here comes the throw on through to the plate. Scoring the run is Michael Taylor, and it's 3-1 Washington. Down to second on the throw, Brian Goodwin.
So now the Nationals had a man at second, two outs. Remember, the Marlins decided to pitch to Bryce Harper in the third inning. It didn't pay off. In the fifth inning with first open, they decided to walk Harper. And with Ryan Zimmerman coming up, again the move didn't pay off.
The pitch. Zimmerman cracks a ball down the left field line into the corner. So that is another two-out hit. Ryan Zimmerman drives in two with a single, a three-run inning, and a 5-1 Washington lead.
Zimmerman's two-base hit breaks the game open. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Move and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So then the Marlins, with first base open, decide they'll intentionally walk Daniel Murphy and try their luck against Stephen Drew, but that move didn't pay off.
The pitch pulled to the right side. It gets through. Base hit. Stanton up with the ball. Being waved at third is Zimmerman. He'll score. It's a 6-1 game on a two-out single to right by Stephen Drew.
Now that would be it for Edinson Volquez. Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen, needed only one pitch to get Matt Wieters and to finally get the third out in that fifth inning. But the Nats sent nine to the plate. They scored four runs on three hits. There were a couple of walks in the inning, both intentional. And the Nats had themselves a 6-1 cushion at that point. Volquez, 4 2/3 innings, gave up five hits and six runs, all earned. He walked five, two intentionally, struck out four for Volquez, 91 pitches, 54 strikes. Marlins had the big comeback last night. They would try to mount a comeback against Gio Gonzalez in the fifth inning tonight. After the first two men were set down, Christian Yelich singled. He went 1-for-4 tonight. Man on, for Marcell Ozuna.
Here's a 3-2. Ozuna swings and drives a ball. This is deep to left toward the Clevelander. It is up, up and away onto the level above the Clevelander near the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. The Marlins get two of those runs back on a Marcell Ozuna home run, his 19th of the year. 6-3 game.
But that would be it for the Marlins against Gio Gonzalez in this game. They'd manage only one more base runner against Gonzalez. JT Realmuto led off the sixth inning with a double, but that would be it. Gio went seven, gave up six hits and three runs, couple of walks, eight strikeouts, allowed that Ozuna home run. Gonzalez pulled after 101 pitches, 71 strikes. When he left the game, the Nationals had a 6-3 lead. They extended that lead in the eighth inning against Nick Whitgren, leading off Daniel Murphy. Murphy gets into one. High fly ball to deep right. Stanton's back on the track. Turns. He'll watch it sail out of here. About six rows back into the bleachers to the right of the Marlins bullpen. Daniel Murphy launches his 12th of the season, and it's 7-3 Nationals. And then in the ninth against Brad Ziegler, the Nats would send nine to the plate, just as they did in the fifth inning. This time, though, they'd score five runs on four hits. They got an RBI single from Ryan Zimmerman, an RBI single from Daniel Murphy. They got a two-run double from Stephen Drew and a run-scoring ground ball off the bat of Matt Wieters. That made it a 12-3 game, and the Marlins went 1-2-3 against Matt Albers in the bottom of the ninth. Three straight strikeouts, JT Riddle, Christian Colon, and Ichiro, and this one belongs to the Nats by the score of 12-3. For Washington, 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors, five men left. For Miami, three runs, six hits, one error, six stranded. Gonzalez the winner, 7-1. Volquez the loser, 3-8. Time of the game, 3 hours, 2 minutes, in front of 20,868 here at Marlins Park. The Nats, who came in having lost 7 of 11, get the win to improve to 43-28 on the season. They're now 25-14 on the road, among the best road records in all of Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, the Marlins, who'd won 14 of 21 and 17 of the last 27, fall to 31-38. Now 17-17 here at home. They'd won 11 of their last 13 at Marlins Park before the loss here tonight. Nationals prevail 12-3.
Nationals over the Marlins big last night, 12-3 at Marlins Park. This three-game tilt wraps up this afternoon at 12:10. It's a stellar matchup this afternoon. Max Scherzer versus Dan Straley. Scherzer 8-4 this season, a 2.26 ERA. Dan Straley 5-4 with a 3.58 ERA for the Marlins. Make sure you come out and join us. Play a little hooky. Get off of lunch. Marlins.com/tickets. But if you can't do that, we'll be on the air at 11:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.